China. I don't think this is a good idea. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
The COVID-19 pandemic is scary. It's changing the way our children are growing up. It's important to talk to our kids how they're feeling about what's going on. From toddler to high school, there are resources to help. Visit nvhealthresponse.nv.gov for more resources to help your family cope with the issues facing families amid the pandemic. Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Nevada Division of Emergency Management, and your local emergency manager's office. Aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We knew going in that the 81st Nevada legislature would be a difficult period for Republicans. We just didn't have the votes. Democrats did not have a supermajority in either body, the Assembly or the State Senate, but they did have enough that they could pass just about whatever they wanted, except taxes, new taxes, new revenue increases. We knew that. But how bad was it? Somebody that sat through 120 days of it is Melissa Hardy. She's an assemblywoman from District 22, and we'll get a chance to visit with her and get kind of a debrief of what it was like for her sitting through that. That had to be very, very painful. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 431 as we check out our traffic cams, and it looks like the good old days on the freeways. Traffic tie-ups all over the valley. We're getting some heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway right now, 215 eastbound at Eastern, 215 westbound at Gibson. You're bumper-to-bumper through that area. Also, very slow through the resort corridor, both directions. You're averaging between 30 and 40 miles per hour on the freeway between Hacienda and Oki on the 15. There is a crash. It's in the middle of the intersection. Multiple vehicles involved. The NHP is on the scene, but it's clogging things up there. Spring Mountain westbound at the Interstate 15 on-ramp. And also, congestion 15 south at Washington.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
It's essentially a must-win tonight for the Vegas Golden Knights. They are down 2-0 in their series against the Colorado Avalanche. They lost the first two games in Colorado, and now they are at home tonight, except for a few sections behind team benches. It's going to be a full house at T-Mobile Arena this evening. 18,000 or so fans will be in attendance as Vegas tries to win games on their home ice, just as the Colorado Avalanche previously did. Vegas Aces basketball, they win against the New York Liberty yesterday by a 94-82 score. Asia Wilson finishing with 30 points, 13 rebounds. They will play Washington coming up tomorrow. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from our parts professionals, and our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and ask about our free loaner tool program or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with 2 locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday as we get the weekend started. Everybody excited. The weather's going to be nice. Hot, but nice. I guarantee you, members of the Nevada legislature, the 81st Nevada legislature, they're just happy to be home. I mean, they're pleased as punch to be home. Joining us now, I'm very, very excited to have her on because she's spot on. Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman from District, I believe it's 22. I'll double check that. Melissa, how you been? Are you home yet?
Hi, Kevin. Yes, I am home. I got home yesterday evening.
And it is District 22. I just looked. Sometimes it helps if you look at the sheet. Tell me what those final days were like. I've talked to other members that said it's just like a blur.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It was very taxing, very tiring. I think we all got into the mode of, we know that we're tired because we haven't slept much, but you were just awake. You know, your mind was just working and just that adrenaline was going, and so you just kept pushing through. But yeah, I think we were all pretty much exhausted zombies those last few days. It was pretty crazy.
Now, I've talked to a number of legislators, mainly Republicans, and one of the things that everybody seems to say is this system doesn't work. I mean, we may, you know, Republicans and conservatives may end up controlling both houses and the governorship in a couple of years, and the roles could be reversed. But even if it is, it's still not a good way to do legislating laws, is it?
I mean, yeah, in my opinion, I don't think so. I wish there were another way to do it, because it seemed like in the beginning, you know, we get there at the beginning of February, and it just seems like we just limp along. You know, we don't really hear that many bills. We don't vote on very many bills on the floor. And then at the end, it's just all jammed through. It's all the big legislation, too, at the end. It's all saved for the end where you're, like I said, already tired. You're, you know, hustling to get your own legislation passed. And then all of the big monumental policy comes out at the end. And there's just limited time to review it, to go over it, to really digest it. And then this session, I think, was also unique in that it was only the last 2.5 weeks, I think, when lobbyists and industry folks, and you know, the public was even allowed into the building to be able to talk with them. And so it just all seemed like very overwhelming, even more so than in past sessions. But yeah, I wish that somehow we could figure out a better way to do this.
I'm just curious, has anybody ever come up with the idea of passing a law, if you want, that would end up creating a commission to study how we do legislation? Because what we're doing now isn't working, clearly, for either side.
Right. That's a good question. I don't know the answer, if anyone has suggested passing a law to do a commission to study a better way to do this, but you know, I think it might be worth looking into.
Me too. I hope we end up doing that. I want to ask you, because I looked at some of the numbers, some of the statistics, and it's incredible the amount of Republican bills that ended up getting passed. It was like 10% in the assembly. Can you talk a little bit about the partisan nature, highly partisan nature of this 81st Nevada legislature?
Sure. Yes, I think that's one thing that we would all agree on, is how partisan it was. I was there in 19, you know, which was also controlled, you know, from the governor on down by Democrats. But once we got through it, and like you've mentioned, go back and look at the statistics of Republican bills that passed. So just in our Republican Assembly caucus, there were 125 bills, and 98 of them died. So that 78% of our bills, all of our members' bills died, only 27 got through, 22%. So, I mean, that's like astonishing that that's all that got through on the for the Republicans.
Now, just so you know, you were lucky. Of your eight bills, three of them passed. I mean, they have been or will be signed into law. That's gotta make you feel good.
It is. You know, again, going into this session, you know, just of the politics and the makeup of it, I was thrilled that I got three passed, like you said, out of my eight. AB 113, which increases the statute of limitations for human trafficking. Prosecution, AB 165, that one was passed on Memorial Day, which I thought was very appropriate, which removed the five-year limitations on assessing out-of-state tuition charges for honorably discharged veterans. And then AB 178, which authorizes a pharmacist to dispense medication in states of emergency. So I was really happy. Those were three of my priority bills. So I was really excited that those got through. Yes, all of the other ones died. Most of them without a hearing. But, you know, I was really happy because, like I said, so many of my colleagues didn't get anything. Even those would have been their many sessions. Didn't even get hearings on a lot of them.
Again, Melissa Hardy joining us, Assemblywoman District 22. I want to ask you about the bill that has caused all the controversy, in particular on the Republican side, and that is the mining bill, AB 495. Some Republicans voted with the Democrats, and they came on this show earlier in the week, Tom Roberts and Scott Hammond, and gave a fairly eloquent defense of their vote. The idea, and I don't know that I've ever seen in an entire industry that stepped forward and said, hey, we want higher taxes. I just can't recall seeing that. Have you?
No. you know, back last summer when both resolutions went through the special sessions, mining was the target. So, you know, they knew they were on the chopping block, if you will, and those resolutions would have gone on the ballot. And so, you know, they stepped up to the table. They knew, you know, the bullseye was on them, and so they came to the table in good faith, and so I applaud them for that, and, you know, worked to get something that they could agree on, because if it would have gone on the ballot, I'm sure it would have been much less in mining's favor. So, you know, they came to the table and were there the whole time and worked this out.
And we did get some things in return, opportunity scholarships and things like that. It's not like we just gave the store away, did we?
No. I mean, that was what the intent was for the tax, additional taxes that would be collected would go towards education. And so, you know, that's what they got, and you're correct. They got some money for opportunity scholarships. They got money for autism treatment. They got some more, let's see, what else? Yeah, most all of it is going to go directly to education. And so, you know, I think that's good. We all care about education, and so I think that was a great place for that additional revenue to go.
I want to ask what lies ahead. We've got midterm elections coming up sooner than a lot of people think. And I'll just ask you about what you want to do. Are you going forward? Are you up?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's funny. We all talk about this when you're in the middle of a session and when things get crazy, especially toward the end. We all look at each other and go, oh, my gosh. Do I want to do this again? You know, and you kind of, and everyone said, you're not allowed to make that decision during a session. So, you got to get away from it and take a little breather, you know. But yeah, for the most part, yes, there are days that are not enjoyable, that are very stressful, that you really question whether you want to go back. But, you know, I think we do a lot of good, and I think we need good, hardworking, honest, common sense people to be in our legislature. And so, you know, I enjoy it. That was why I ran in the first place, be part of this process and to represent people, and so that, you know, our constituents have people up there in the legislature that they can trust and depend on. And so, you know, as of right now, I will be running again.
What will the issues be, and how do we as a party attract better candidates, better funded candidates, candidates that can articulate the message, and more importantly, candidates that can win? How do we go about doing that? Is that something the party has to help us with, or is that something where the caucus needs to help you out a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's both. You know, I think the party as a whole needs to come together and find good candidates. And remember that we need to find people to run that can not only win a primary, but that can ultimately win a general election. And so, you know, I think Republicans kind of struggle in that a little bit, that we need to unite. And this is the time that we need to do it. We've got a big election coming up in 2022. You know, we've got some big candidates running for governor, and we all need to work together. We've got to be united. We've got to stand with each other. We've got to work together to find good people to run in these seats and stick together. We've got to have a united message, not tear each other down and fight among ourselves, but, you know, stick up for each other and for the good work that we do, and that's the only way that we're going to get out of this. You know, we're facing redistricting that's going to come up at the end of the year. You know, we have a lot of struggles externally, so we need to be united together if we're going to make some progress and go back to the session in 2023 with more seats.
Melissa, in our final minute, when will the special sessions be? And we say sessions, plural. There might be one or two. We don't know. Can you give us an idea of what we're looking at?
We don't have any exact dates or anything, but as we were all leaving the building, it was funny. Most of the staff would say, okay, bye, we'll see you in 2 months or 3 months. And we were like, oh my gosh, don't remind us already of that. But we really don't know, but like we said, two special sessions, maybe three, we really don't know, but I've heard maybe later in the summer, definitely one in the fall that will address redistricting, so we'll see, you know, maybe August, October, something like that, but that's kind of my guess.
Melissa, catch your breath, get your energy back, and get ready for those special sessions. We'll talk again soon, I promise. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Kevin. You know I enjoy so very much talking to all your listeners and visiting with you. So we'll definitely be in touch as we move forward through this next year and into the election.
I can't wait. Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman, District 22. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
So this whole coronavirus thing was created in a lab. We'll ask Dr. Kelly Victory on Medical Monday how that's even possible, what could be done to prevent it in the future.
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon, on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen, and if you're a dentist as I am, or you know a dentist, please take a moment to listen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, but I wasn't sure how I could until I joined Dental Lifeline Network. It's a nonprofit that has helped us literally change the lives of people in our communities. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need in your area. It's very simple. DLN screens those in need and coordinates an initial appointment that takes place in the comfort of the dentist's own office and on their schedule. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
Learn more about Dental Lifeline Network at willyouseeone.org. That's willyouseeone.org.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities. He's been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, George Conway is in the news again. Kellyanne Conway's husband criticized the Mike Pence speech, and it was kind of ugly. I don't have time to get it in now, but before the end of the show, I'll let you hear what this goofball had to say on CNN today, criticizing the Mike Pence speech on Trump's performance on January 6th. You won't believe it. It's that bizarre, but I'll let you hear it before we leave the air at 6 o'clock. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Another negative jobs report. This one for May. April was horrible. Horrible. May was a little better, but there are still some very troubling aspects. There are 8 million jobs that don't have candidates. 8 million jobs that are out there for the taking, for the asking, and nobody wants them. You tell me what's going on out there. We're paying people an extra $300 a week to sit at home. And they're making more money off unemployment at least through September, than going to work. This is getting scary. We are developing an entire nation of folks that say, I don't want to work. I just want to sit home and make money.